Robin Gunn coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine out there called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's right. We've been around 30 years bringing resources to the 50-plus and their family members. This magazine, again, was started actually over 30 years ago, but we've been in print for 30 years. And who's in the studio today is from the Gardens at Quail Springs. Now, it's a brand new community, but has been something else before.
That is correct.
Okay. So this is Suzanne Denny talking. I'm going to also read you about Suzanne in just a minute. But anyway, Suzanne, what was it before?
It was called the Villaggio of Oklahoma City.
Yes. I have been in the community as the Villaggio and now as the Gardens at Quail Springs. And these people, her and her husband, what's your husband's name?
James.
James. He probably goes by the same last name, Denny.
That's right.
These two people care. They are the true blue. We want to make our seniors' lives more comfortable, more fun-filled, and give them purpose. If there's anything we hear all the time in my trade, is seniors tell me, I just want to feel like I have a purpose. Even at events we're at, we'll have them fill out questionnaires. And that's the number one thing we always get back is they want to feel like they have a purpose. So let me tell you a little bit here about Suzanne Denny. She is the owner and operator of Imagines Senior Living. So what does that mean? So you've got the Gardens at Quail Springs, but you have Imagine Senior Living. What does that mean?
Imagine Senior Living is the name of our company.
Okay.
So underneath our company, we own several different communities in Texas and in Oklahoma.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Suzanne. So you live back and forth, I guess.
I do, yes. It's a good travel.
Those.
Nice travel, though.
You get to know the highways and the byways. Suzanne's experience in the senior industry has managed successful experience as an executive director specialist area director for independent living, assisted living, memory care communities, along with being a top sales representative with a hospice company. What was the name of your hospice company?
Oh, my. Odyssey Hospice.
Odyssey. Okay. Awesome. Well, you have definitely been bathed in this type of industry. Suzanne enjoys serving residents. It's not a job, wow, I love this, but a mission. So Suzanne Denny and her husband James are the force behind wanting to make senior living be what our grandparents would think it was supposed to be.
That's
right. I can remember back in my grandpa's days. They need activities. They need to feel like they're doing things. And they have different wants, needs, and desires that they did in their everyday life before they retired. And I know you all kind of expound on that, don't you?
We do. We really do. I think with our experience combined between James and I over 50 years, mm-hmm. we have managed and worked for other senior living companies. So we've gotten to see what care is really like and what services provided out there for the seniors. And we started our own company, Imagine Senior Living, and we really felt as though we wanted to give back to our seniors and provide them a unique home
there
that they can live for the rest of their
That's
years.
That's definitely what you all are doing. And they're going to be in the next issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, so you'll be able to read more about the Gardens at Quail Springs. Am I assuming that sale?
Yes.
Okay, and right next to Suzanne, we have Lana Redis with over 15 years experience in the senior industry. Lana is a native of OKC, Oklahoma area, and has primarily worked as a sales and marketing director. And is that, Captain Obvious, what you're doing at the Gardens?
That's it, along with activities and remodeling and putting model rooms together. So I'm a little bit of everything.
You're the Jackie of all trades.
Yeah, I'm the Jackie of all trades here.
Amen. All right. So, yes, Lana has been around a lot, just like I have. Here in this industry for 30 years, so our paths have crossed many times. She has a strong knowledge of this industry and loves to connect with new residents and their families by providing them with a living environment they can Trust. Okay, so trust, that is a big word. We can love people, we can care about people, but do we trust them? That is something that I have had to realize is what my, I'm going to say, kind of my mission statement is, I want to be able to trust people, not just love them. Well, y'all are just doing your heads up and down on radio.
That is correct.
That is correct.
But trust is earned.
Trust is earned.
Absolutely.
Love it. Get a t-shirt right now.
The Gardens at Quail Springs, we want to be able to do a good job and provide that level of service.
Love that. Thank you. All right. We're going to take our first break. We've got to pay for some air real estate here. And we will be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour with the Gardens at Quail Springs. And OSJ always stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hey, this is Robin Gunn of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've just recently interviewed three wonderful ladies from Bellagio of Bradford Village.
Bellagio of Bradford Village offers independent and assisted living. We're in Edmond, North Edmond, close to downtown Edmond and UCO.
We are a small community, very family friendly, homey feel. We have cottages and assisted living apartments.
We are all inclusive, so you don't get all the care charges that you get other places. Come and check us out. Our family atmosphere, our close-knit residents and staff.
Locally owned and operated. Give us a call at 405-531-3444. 405-531-3444. Again, we are located in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard. Check us out online at VillagioLiving.com. That's V-I-L-L-A-G-I-O Living.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decisions on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Are you a member of the 50-plus crowd looking for an opportunity to travel, learn, and make new friends? OLLI is your answer. The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute is a program offered by OSU for folks who want to stay curious about life. Classes meet in Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, as well as online. OLLI offers a variety of exciting courses. Some of these offerings include genealogy, games, town hall, Oklahoma geography, acrylics, history of the American West, and so many more. You must be an OLLI member to enroll. Memberships run through July 1st to June 30th. and include fall, spring, and summer sessions. Scholarships are available. Don't wait. Enrollment for the fall is now open. For more information, visit our website, olley.okstate.edu, or call 405-744-5868. Remember, learning never retires.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Denny, the new owner of the Gardens at Quell Springs Assisted Living and Memory Care, formerly called the Villaggio. We are in the Quell Spring area next door to the Crossing Church on North Portland Avenue. We offer amazing senior living options, affordable pricing for assisted living memory care, a wide variety of different style of apartments, 24/7 trained staff with exceptional care for your loved one, meaningful life engagement programs with the Quail Spring Coffee Bar, and restaurant style meals. Come by and check us out at 14300 North Portland Avenue. You can visit us at our website, gardens@quailsprings.com, on Facebook, or you can call us at 405-260-8111. Again, you can reach us at thegardens@quailsprings.com, or you can reach us at 405-260-8111. gardens@quailsprings.com.
That's right. This is Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which, ladies, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's good. Lana was first out of the chute.
I get the T-shirt.
Okay. You said something when the mics were off that just cracked me up.
Well, I was just saying that I used to have a nickname, and it was Lana Banana out of shoot number 2, one red boot and a tennis shoe. Don't know where that comes from, but it's kind of stuck through the years. And that's been a
I love
years.
It. I know I've got people out there cracking up at that. All right. Let me tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Again, we've been around for 30 years. This is our 30-year anniversary issue that's out right now. You can go to OKSeniorJournal.com. All like it's one word, OKSeniorJournal.com. You can find out that we have 650 locations that you can pick this magazine up at in the 405 area code. And I can almost guarantee you, if you live in the 405 area code, you are going to be able to find a location near you to pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You can also go online, right on your phone or computer, and see every single page of this magazine. You can enlarge it. You can download it. You can print it out. So we are been digital about 18 years now. So with both magazine and digital, we have over 2 million in readership. And we just want you to be able to navigate. I just talked to a lady today that I get calls all the time that said, I knew less than zero about taking care of my father and where to go. So that's when you get in that 911 and you start panicking. So I get calls from people all the time, you know, just needing that knowledge because we're not taught it in school. You know, you really have to just immerse yourself in it like you guys have.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
To get what's out there. OKSeniorJournal.com. That's also where you get us digitally. We were in 27,000 Oklahomans the Sunday Oklahoman January 1. So we got to go outside the 405 area code by being an insert. And that was the first year we've done that, and we will probably continue doing that. I've had great, great success in emails from people that have never seen the magazine that got to see it in the rural communities. So that's great. And a lot of times people will move from the rural communities into Oklahoma City and they want to live at the gardens at Quail Springs.
That's correct.
So what levels of care do you have?
We have assisted living memory care.
Okay.
And in there we do provide different styles of apartment of choices. Mm. And we do look at their services related to their care plans.
Okay. Good deal. That's fantastic. It's all about knowledge is power, people, and that's what we're bringing you today. Aunt Lana, I'm going to ask you something.
Okay. Besides my name. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Which was awesome.
Which was funny. It's kind of unique.
Very much. Say it again real fast.
That would be Lana Banana out of shoot number two. One red boot and a tennis shoe. Continuing.
See, you'll get to hang out with this lady at the garden.
Yeah, she's absolutely. She's in activities and sales.
Absolutely. And decorating.
Uh-huh. There you go. So tell us about your dining experience. And I'm telling you, we moved my aunt back in the day from a place because the food was horrible.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
Well, as I'm doing presentation for this beautiful community, that is one of the first questions that the family wants to know, because they've either had an issue with their family member that wasn't being nourished properly at home, or either they were just missing meals.
Yes.
And so this is a very important thing, keeping them hydrated and their nutrition level up. Being a previous owner of a restaurant, I'm a foodie beyond a foodie.
And hi there. So, I'm a foodie beyond a foodie.
But what has amazed me with Shalonda and her whole group there, the minute that I got there, I told her I had a background in that, and I'd be more than happy to help in any way, and she goes, "We've got it." And sure enough, they have it.
Wow.
Every meal, because I have every day I go and try some of the sampling of whatever that they're preparing. Mm-hmm. And it is so delicious, it's nutritious, and it's very much kind of Oklahoma friendly, is the only way I can, because a lot of families go, like, "What is it?" And I said, "Well, it's like, you know, just Oklahoma cooking. We got beans and taters, we got chicken fried steak, you know, just the whole."
Perfect.
Yeah, just good Oklahoma cooking. And so they love that. And so that way we can see them enjoy their wonderful meals. And Shalonda does an amazing job.
Yeah.
And of course, we do have, and there are some people that are, you know, as they've aged and everything, they're very particular on their menu selection. So we do have a wide variety of a selection if they choose that they want something different. So we do.
I love that y'all do that.
And we also, the other day I did a tour, and we do like a renal diet. We can do a low carb, a low sugar, low fat, so we can meet the needs, and so that way we can keep them nourished properly and keep them happy with our.
Well, I'm going to come by for your low carb meal.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, we had one of those today. Thank you.
What was the restaurant experience you had? There's
in Tucson, Arizona, and it's still there, which is unusual. I lived there for 10 years, and I opened a breakfast and lunch. It's called Biscuits and Country Cooking, because they were minus biscuits and gravy in Tucson. So I brought it to them. So all the snowbirds from New York and everything got to find out about grits and biscuits and gravy. It's still there. It's still successful. And I'm just really excited to, you know, have started
what
that.
What a great concept.
Yeah, it is.
We had some friends that came down from California, had never heard of chicken fried steak.
Right.
And they were like in love.
Delicious.
So in love. They were like, "What if we don't like it? You're going to like it."
So that's okay, because we had one of our family members, and they said that they had family in from England, and they go, "Did you know that they serve soup with their biscuits? With their soup with their biscuits? It was gravy." So, yeah, soup.
I love
with the scones, soup and scones.
My dad, he had memory issues, but he's gone on to be with the Lord now. But we would take him to Mexican restaurants, and so the cheese sauce he thought was soup.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go. Soup and biscuits.
You know, Mom wanted to go, "Gordon, don't." I go, "Mom, please pick your battles. That is no big deal." Okay, Suzanne, how would you describe the executive director at the Gardens at Quail Springs?
The executive director, her name is Lisa Saunders. Very warm, very open, very personable. She will engage you at the front door. You know, everybody says, "I have an open door policy," and her door is definitely open for families, staff, and residents. One thing I just love about Lisa is on her first day, she sat down and called every single family member.
Wow.
Introduced herself, welcomed them to come and visit her. We're doing a family night, and just got to really know them. And there were several families that came up later and said, "You know, I'm going to stay here at the Gardens at Quail Springs because of Lisa and her introducing herself and taking the time to meet me."
And also, I'd like to mention, Robin, yes, through the 15 years here in Oklahoma City, I have worked for several EDs.
Mm.
And so I can, by all means, tell you 110%, she is totally amazing. She awes and amazes me every day. She is so devoted in her care and her love for these residents, and taking the time to explain stuff to the families is priceless. And then I had a tour the other day, and they called me back. As a matter of fact, it was a member from our church next door and said, I have never been treated so warm and so kind and everything. She said, you have a very warm, inviting community, and I will always feel very welcome to come there. So that's all I was going to share.
Put your medals on.
There
you go. Put those medals back on.
Quell Springs, yes. They're shining and big.
I'm just telling you, it's probably been maybe even 2 years ago, I had dinner with you and your husband, and I could tell by the way you were talking that you wanted to bring back the concept of how seniors need to be treated. You know, like, a lot of our foreign countries honor the elderly.
Yes, they do.
And America has kind of lost that concept sometimes.
They have. And, you know, a good reason why we went into our own and opened Imagine Senior Living is a lot of senior companies out there are pushing business.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have a heart for our seniors, and we really wanted to give back and say, yep, it is a business out there, but we're here to serve and care for those seniors.
Because the business will come do that. Don't do it the other way around.
That's right. That's right.
We've talked about your fabulous executive director, which is phenomenal that she called all the family members.
Yes,
phenomenal.
Absolutely. Who does that?
Nobody.
Right.
So that is incredible. I would definitely feel good about my loved one living there when I get to meet the executive director, have the personal thing. So that's fantastic.
And she also lets everybody have her personal cell number if she has any questions or concerns. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Lisa's available.
And she emails her families monthly, routinely.
Fantastic.
So, yes.
This woman has got y'all's same heart.
I know. She's definitely got a servant heart, by all means.
Yes, it sounds like it. All right, we're going to take another break. Man, that 11 minutes flew. So you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. What does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Perfect. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Well, that's us. That's our shortest intro here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is good. It's almost like you were prompted to do that. So we are just as pleased as punch here that we are talking to the gardens at Quail Springs. It used to be the Bellagio, but we have these fantastic new owners, Suzanne and James Denny. They have over the top executive director that really does care about the families and the care of the seniors and keeping them informed. Hallelujah. And then Lana is the marketing director, and also, you do a lot of remodeling.
I don't necessarily do a lot of remodeling. I don't do the painting, but I do move a lot of furniture around.
Okay.
And as Suzanne calls it, go fluff it up.
So I
fluff it up. I guess I'm a fluffer.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay, you're an official fluffer. Lane, I'm just going to shoot this at you.
Okay.
If I were looking for a caregiver job, which is really a mission and not a job,
right,
why would I want to go work at the gardens at Quail Springs? And Suzanne may jump in here.
Well, since I've worked with quite a few of caregivers through the years, there is definitely a calling for this position.
Yes.
And it is very, very important that whenever they choose to where that they make their home, to where they're going to be the honor of taking care of these residents, that they find that right connection. They are very selective on who they choose because they critique the person to make sure that they will be a good fit, because not everybody is able to do this. Along with that, they give them a lot of wonderful training. Of course, that open door policy. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen anybody more involved. This ED, she's involved with the caregivers. Just little concerns. She's with them and helps them through any kind of a question. And there's so much training, which they need a lot of training in this position because things change continuously.
Yes.
And so we need to be upgraded and with our information and to make sure that we're on top of all the cares and the needs for these families.
That's
and we're
right.
honored to do so.
I talked to another lady today, actually in person, and her dad is in just a long-term care for 100 days after a surgery. She goes up there and does surprise visits all the time, and she can't believe how much she's training the caregivers with her dad.
Yes.
And so the training is so important, to have the right kind of training and to also be able to exude what kind of caregiver you want in your community.
Exactly. And that is what's so nice, is that everybody, no matter what their position is, there's training for them. And also they're very competitive with their wages. They make sure that they are well taken care of. And so I feel like that that's very important, because the caregivers are, as I call them, the boots on the ground.
Yes.
And they make things happen. They are miracle workers.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see somebody and they're not being watched and you see them do something so amazing with one of the residents, you just know that they've got that servant spirit. And that is what their calling is. And that's exactly what that position is a calling.
I just need to high five you.
Thank
Here
you.
Here we go. We're doing it. Y'all can't see it, but we're high fiving in the studio. Suzanne had to jump out of the way. Okay. Suzanne, is there anything you wanted to add on the caregiving?
Training. It's key. And also what we also provide for our care staff is the correct care plan to the resident.
That's good.
So making sure we're giving them the right tools, going in and introducing themselves to the resident, and in return, we're providing them quality care, quality service.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that fabulous executive director, she has a fabulous nurse. Her name is Nakisha, and she's right out there on the floor, too. And I think it's really important when the care staff starts to see your leadership team walking the floor or becoming engaged in care or service and follow-up and providing the right information, then we start having the right care staff on the floor.
Yeah, I can just picture it right now, because I've been there and I know the staff is incredible. And I did partake in your coffee bar.
It's
wonderful.
It's very good.
That's great.
All righty. Tell us about your memory care. You want to do that, Suzanne?
I sure would. Okay. We give our memory care the title as Lily Estates.
Okay.
And we based our program off of a trellis.
Hmm.
The trellis is it's firm and it's beautiful, and it's planted deep into the hard soil.
Okay.
And in the trellis, that consists of the family, it consists of a caregiver, it consists of hospice, it consists of the doctor coming in to visit, consists of the nutritional value, the meals that we provide, housekeeping, laundry services. And the lily is this beautiful vine flower that grows up into that trellis, and it blooms these beautiful flowers. And those beautiful flowers are your residents in memory care, because they need that trellis to support them during the day with service. You need the family members to come in, and we help educate them and walk them through some challenges. We need the doctor to come in and provide the proper service in medication and care. We need those caregivers trained. We need to be providing quality meals for their nourishments. We're dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia, and we know that is a life-limited illness. So this trellis is everybody working together as a team to support this beautiful flower, which is that resident who lives in our memory care.
Oh my, I just was sitting over here getting double chill. You know, my heart goes to the memory care so much, because that's where we had our dad, at the VA center.
Right. And I have a personal experience, too, and that's why it means so much to me, because I did a 10-year journey with my brother with Alzheimer's before he earned his wings and went to heaven. And so this just touches me very much. And when I see everyone doing the right thing and realizing that everything that they do to provide this care for this very, very fragile person and everything, it just awes and amazes me. And it was such an important thing to me that I love the fact is that our continuing leadership and also our training, because you got to realize is that a lot of people don't understand is that the way you communicate, the way you present yourself, the kindness, the way you touch them, the way we go eye to eye with them.
Yes, I love the eye to eye.
And and we had realized through, and I went through several training programs to realize that there's a way to communicate with them to where you go in the same where they're at, no matter if
their world.
If you go to 1925 with them, whenever they're back in the war, you go 1925. If they jump in, they're looking for the bus to come pick up their children, you go right with them there. And then that validation makes them realize that we're listening, what they're saying, and then to be able to make them feel very, very needed and wanted and respect their just their opinion and also still their voice that they're able to use.
That's right. And you never use the R word, which is remember.
That's right.
Because they can't, even though you may sometimes feel like, well, they did this real good. Well, that's because there is certain firing in the brain.
Correct.
That will hit. And then the other times it won't.
Right.
Yeah, and we went through a lot of training on Alzheimer's because we really care about my mom's husband and my dad. We learned how to communicate in their world and not ours.
That's absolutely right. And that is what is so important with the caregivers and our entire staff, is that they understand this, the progression of this disease, because it's not necessarily a fun journey, but at the same time, you can find there's so much happiness.
We found so much happiness.
I know, and that's what's so, people don't believe that in that journey, that there's things that are very positive, mm-hmm. and we get to see that sometimes through music, sometimes
yes.
that smile on their face, and we realize we've touched them again, and it just makes us just warm inside, because we know that as caregivers and team members, that no matter what we say and do, that it's positive toward that.
That's right, and you're reaching them. Go ahead.
Yes, and just to help, what Lana was saying here is very true in the memory care with the Trellis program.
Mm-hmm.
We teach our staff on Alzheimer's and dementia. We bring in the certification from the Alzheimer's Association group so that we can get everybody certified and have a little bit more knowledge. So we know how to approach our residents, but also we know how to deal with the families when they come in to visit. 9 times out of 10, your families are much in denial.
Yes.
They're afraid. They're very emotional. Mm-hmm. Mom doesn't recognize them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But because of what Lana was talking about, we help them to learn through certain techniques on how to engage in their loved ones so they can have a pleasant visit.
That's
they can
right.
be that daughter. They
and
can
it's
be
not
that
stressful.
Son. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back here with more on the show concerning the gardens at Quail Springs and just their whole new attitude and training that they do there. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine called
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Freedom 96.9 FM.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Village is OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Village is OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our 4 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
This is Robin Gunn coming in here, actually being introduced by Rod Stewart, who is also a senior. Good-looking senior fella.
Yes, he is. Don't tell my husband.
I would say amen to that.
I've seen him in concert about four times. He's incredible. He's out there touring right now. So I would like, Suzanne and Lana can jump in here too, but why is programming so important? And I know you want to share a story here too.
Oh, programming is very, very important when working with Alzheimer's and dementia residents. Listen, our memory care is just not where residents sit and look in front of a TV. So we do programming starting right after breakfast until the time that they go to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. But and there's so much going on in programming. But let me just share a really good story here. In one of our memory care communities, we had a resident that was very agitated around 2 o'clock every day. And the nurse tried everything, and she went to the programming director, and she's like, I need some help. I don't know what to do for this resident. So the programming director pulled out the resident profile, started to read the history of this resident, found out that his dad owned a pharmacy, and he was the pharmacy driver.
Okay,
and
so
he would
delivered.
He delivered all the meds to their clients. So the programming director goes to the nurse and says, give me all your empty pill bottles. She took them home, she scrubbed them clean, she filled them with M&Ms, and then she put a new label on there. And she came back to the community, and she put all these pill bottles in a basket. And she went up to the resident, and I can use his name. His name was Louie. And she said, Louie, it's time to go deliver those medications. And he would take that basket and walk around the community, passing these bottles out to a resident or knocking on the door. Now, we don't care if the resident ate what was in the pill bottles, because we filled them with M&Ms, but it gave him a sense of purpose and something that he used to do and enjoyed. And at 2 o'clock every day, we would do this with Louie, and it took that agitation away. It brought pleasant and peace to him. He was very happy, content. We did not have to do PRN or psychotropic drugs
to
calm him down.
Wonderful.
We tapped into something he did in his history. And then once the resident was done passing out his pills to other people. He would sit down and start logging on a piece of paper. And Robin, we didn't care what he was writing.
Exactly.
He was working and he was doing something that he enjoyed.
And giving himself purpose.
Yes. So this is the type of programming and structure that we do in our memory care program, is we just don't toss the ball across the room. We look into their history and start to develop a program that gives that resident a sense of purpose, of something they used to love to
do. What a great story. I love that. So tell me this. How can people, I know this is a big question out there that people are thinking that are our listeners, how can people afford the cost of assisted living or memory care?
Well, there's several options. Of course, we are VA certified so that they can get aid in attendance. A lot of our residents have long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. Some have to sell their home to be able to exchange, to be able to live in the community. But then sometimes families are just willing to pay the price because they want that care for their loved ones.
Sure.
Sometimes families will split it several different ways. Mm-hmm. So we have several options for them. But when you start taking and breaking down how much it costs for them to stay home or even
yes.
have private care, I had one family that came to me and they told me they were paying over $10,000 for extra care to stay in the home.
A month?
A month. And that's phenomenal. So on top of paying, you know, any kind of mortgage that was left, any kind of insurance, taking care of the lawn, you know, all of the things that we all have to pay in order to have a place to live at home and everything, that gets extremely expensive, especially if you bring in private care.
Right.
So when you start counting those numbers and everything, we definitely are financially, yes, much more affordable.
And absolutely. Then they're getting to also be engaged every day.
Right. Because being alone at home and not being involved is not good for anyone.
Right.
So if they're just sitting at home and just watching TV and not having any reaction, like I tell everyone during my tours, sometimes we don't know why, but they will come into our community and they'll meet somebody, and you think they've been lifetime friends. But you know what it is? They needed that inner reaction with somebody of the same common denominators.
Yes.
You know? And when they find that person, they thrive so well. Mm. So we're always looking for that person that kind of has the personality, maybe a vet or maybe a housewife, and maybe somebody that worked in the oil field, maybe a red dirt farmer, and we'll try to connect them. So they'll have some common interests. So it's very important that we find
those. It's so great that y'all have this, the background of all your residents.
Absolutely.
And that way you can be very creative in their care. Your company vision states you want what?
To become the most trusted senior living provider and employer imaginable. You like that?
I do. You might have to say it again. That's your mission statement.
To become the most trusted senior living provider and employer imaginable.
Wow. Suzanne.
I know our company is called Imagine Senior Living. We want to be different than every other senior living provider out there. We talked a little bit about this earlier. Trust, it's earned. Mm-hmm. And we believe that meeting the right family and the right residents and inviting them into the Gardens at Quail Springs, we will earn your trust by
right.
providing you the right care and the service.
And you can see that right away. I have. And I know I'm in this industry, but I see all kinds of care at different,
sure.
yeah. And so I can testify right here, right now, that the Gardens at Quail Springs really goes outside the box for care for the seniors.
And one thing that I appreciated whenever James and Suzanne had approached me mm-hmm. about the position that I have, I knew that they were exactly on the same level I was and that they felt the same way I did about the care of the residents and the families. And so I felt very honored to be able to be part of their team.
We're wow. honored to have you.
Okay, we're gonna. It's getting misty up in here. All right, we are going to take another break. This is our final break, and it's our shortest break. So we will be back wrapping up the show here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, on Freedom 96.9 FM. All right, I'm going to get right into this question. If Somebody was looking for assisted living in memory care in OKC. Why should they move into the gardens at Coyle Springs?
It's a home.
Good. That was good.
Great staff. You have a wonderful executive director leading the community. Wonderful services, care plan.
Food.
Different style apartments, and it's affordable.
And it really is affordable. Do you want to add anything, Lena?
No, it's just that I was so impressed whenever... Whenever they first approached me, Robin, it's very important that I let everyone know that when they put this together, I'm thinking this is going to be the go-to community
yes.
for Oklahoma City. And I told them when they told me what their thought was, I went, that's exactly what we need here in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the communities, they are trying to make that happen, but they started approaching people months before they took the ownership over and made sure that they had the perfect team because they knew that they had to be feeling and thinking exactly like they were because otherwise this would not be as successful as it's going to be. So I feel like that people that need education and information about memory care were on point, and also if they want to have a beautiful, wonderful place that has all the amenities that a senior is looking for, to spend the rest of their life with us, I think we would be the perfect choice.
I couldn't agree more. What is the address of the gardens at Coyle Springs?
Sure. It's 14,300 North Portland Avenue. We are right next door to the Crossing Church.
Okay.
And you can visit us at gardens@quailsprings.com. On Facebook, you can see all the fun activities that's going on and any events and advertisement. And you can also reach us at 405-260-8111.
I'm going to have you give out the website one more time and spell the website as well as give the phone number again because somebody's pencil broke.
Gardens at Quail Springs, GardensAtQuailsPrings.com. And again, the phone number, 405-260-8111.
And then on Facebook, they just put in Gardens at Quail Springs.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And that'll come popping
and
up.
And like us.
Yes. Like them a lot. And I'm sure you give tours with meals and things like that.
Absolutely. So. We're open 7 days a week for tours. We're happy to do luncheons, visit you. Just give us a call, 405-260-8111, and Lana or Lisa and the other staff are here to tour.
Thank you both for being on.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
So much. It's been great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, we are heading out, and we will be with you next week here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, ladies. Here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll see you next week.